Hey, you want that to go?
Time for some takeouts on the news. And you know how, John, we're looking all this week at education?
Yes.
Well, we can learn from rats, as it turns out. A new study conducted from Scripps Research Institute in Florida. Really?
Yeah,
you ready to name names?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
So it turns out that Scripps Research Institute says rats can become addicted to high-calorie foods in the same way they get addicted to nicotine or cocaine.
So don't feed Twinkies to rats.
Right, except this also could have implications for humans as well and why we eat so many Doritos. Joining us is Paul Kenny, an associate professor at the Scripps Research Institute, lead investigator in this study. So, Paul, what kind of food are you talking about? What kind of food is this junk food you speak of?
Well, really, we went to the local store. We bought all the things that we like to eat. They are things that are really high in sugar and high in fat. And we thought that, well, if we like to eat them, perhaps the rats will like to eat them. And these types of foods are really fueling the current obesity epidemic. So we said, well, let's see what happens in the rats if we give them extended or restricted access to these types of foods like ding-dongs, cheesecake, pound cake, frosting, candy bars, sausage and bacon, really all the things that we like to eat. And then we measured these various parameters we have of addiction-like behaviors in the animals to see if the same changes we get when animals have restricted or extended access to heroin or cocaine, we could recapitulate in the rats that had extended access to ding-dong, say.
So they had the classic symptoms of an actual chemical addiction to junk food?
They did. The way we look at it now is more a behavioral compulsion, because addiction is such a nebulous term. So
yeah.
What we did is take two kind of hallmarks of addiction. The first is that when you take something like cocaine, it stimulates your brain pleasure pathways. And, of course, that's what makes the drug so pleasant and rewarding. But then if you keep on using cocaine, for example, what happens is your brain reward systems basically slow down and stop functioning properly. And that crash in reward pathways is considered a hallmark of addiction and also a very important driver in you continuing to take the drug, because your reward pathways aren't working, so you now need the drug just to be normal. So that's one real hallmark of overeat drug use, is this crash in reward pathways. And the other is that your behavior becomes totally inflexible. In other words, you'll keep on taking the cocaine even though you know it's bad. You know, same in the kind of models what happens in human cocaine users or drug users, where their behavior is so beyond their control that they know their health is being damaged, their finances, their relationships.
It's clear with cocaine, Paul, but you're saying rats have a ding-dong crash?
Yes, absolutely. So what happens is what they take, and it's kind of, I know it's kind of counterintuitive. We're saying that we're arguing for, and again, I don't like the term addiction, but we're arguing for a food addiction, yet you could claim, well, we're all addicted to food because without it, we die.
Right.
But in this case, what we're saying is the food that they're eating, they're consuming, is very different from the food that we've been, as a species, exposed to for millennia. This food is very new. It's basically purified and enriched with the rewarding components, the things that make you want to eat that food. And it's very, very recent in our evolution that we've been exposed to this type of food. So a ding-dong is not something that our ancestors ever would have encountered. Cheesecake, for example, is laden with fat and sugar, and it would be very, very, very rare indeed for our ancestors to encounter that food. So it is impacting the brain quite severely.
Can we make these connections between the rat's behavior and say, human's behavior? Can we say that humans, say, are going to continue to eat ding-dongs and Doritos even though we know it's not good for us?
Well, I agree completely. Take it with a grain of salt. This is an animal study, and there indeed can be changes, sometimes subtle, sometimes quite profound, between the brain of a rat, say, and a human.
Paul, it sounds like your cat's a little hungry there, bud.
That's actually my son.
Be careful what you feed him.
Cheesecake.
That's your son.
That's my son in the background. I think he wants to be on the radio.
Well, he is.
Well,
he is.
He is on the radio, and you know, be careful what you feed him. We're talking about that later. But that's a surprising addiction to junk food. And is that translatable to humans? Who knows? Paul Kenny, associate professor at the Scripps Research Institute, lead investigator in the study of rats and junk food.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.